The vault of silliness spotlight swept across the cassette stacks and stopped on a dumb birthday game from August 29th, 1993. I have named this episode Mumbly Liars and Cheats. The great cast of characters are Dave from Bellingham, Larry in Somerville, Bijou from California, but a student at Suffolk University. Twinkles! I'm producing it in the studio, and we have Bruce Connolly in traffic. Honored birthday guests: Michael Jackson, James Brady, Elliot Gould, Barry Sullivan, Isabel Sanford, Robin Leach, and Rebecca De Mornay. Here's an odd added feature: birthdays we don't guess, all because Norm wanted to get to an event in history. There were William Friedkin, George Montgomery, James Florio, and David Pryor. We also enjoy a list of dead birthdays: Charlie Parker, Dinah Washington, Ingrid Bergman, and Oliver Wendell Holmes. The event in history that was so important: the year the Beatles concluded their fourth American tour with what turned out to be their last public concert in front of 25,000 fans at Candlestick Park in San Francisco. Now, because of a tie, we get a bonus event. What year did TV audiences watch the last episode of The Fugitive? At the time, it was the largest viewing audience in TV history, until the Who Shot J.R. Dallas episode. Keep liking, keep sharing, keep subscribing, and thank you just so darn much. Episode 52, Mumbly Liars and Cheats, is ready to roll in 3, 2, and 1.
Okay, let's see who's on the panel. Dave in Bellingham is. Hi, Dave.
Hello.
Nice to talk with you again, and nice to have you as part of the dumb birthday game. I imagine you're kind of excited about it yourself.
Very.
You sure sound like it.
Okay.
Larry in Somerville, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, good thing. Have you ever played this with us?
No, I never have.
Okay, all you have to do is guess the names of people born in the state. Quite a number of interesting people were, and you'll find it's just so heady, it'll just probably keep you awake all day.
Okay, no.
We have, oh, and my friend Bijou, all direct from California.
Yes, hi.
Now a student at Suffolk. Hi, hi, Bijou, nice to talk with you.
Nice to talk with you again.
Okay, and, you'll just have so much fun. You just pinch yourself and say, am I really having this much fun? I must be dreaming.
I must be. I must be. I don't know. I'm so nervous. I've never played this before.
Oh, no, this is okay. It's just a fun thing. And the worst that can happen is you win. And if you win, you really get really stupid prizes that don't amount to anything. We never claim any big prizes at all. So you just can just sit back and relax. It'll
okay.
Be good. We have Twinkles.
Yes.
In, oh, my goodness. This Twinkles in Sudbury?
This is me.
Well, it's nice. This is not the first time, or is it the first time for you?
No, this is the first time I played the game.
Okay, well,
so you got to differentiate there.
Oh, yeah, first time.
Probably the first time she's played the game.
But not the first time for whatever else you had in mind.
Not the first
precisely.
Time for much of anything else.
Oh, I see. Okay. I love experienced women. Oh, jeez. Okay, we also have, of course, Tony Nesbitt, would you hear, making the smart aleck. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. Smart alecky, it's kind of funny because I started in radio at a very prudish time, and now I feel kind of liberated.
He's anyway, Howard Stern all of a sudden.
What's that?
Said he's Howard Stern all of a sudden.
I know it, and that's the last person in the world I ever want to be. Anyway, smart alecky. I don't even remember what the front part of that sentence was. Anyway, Tony Nesbitt, our producer,
remarks.
Yeah?
The guy with the smart alecky remarks you were going to say.
Oh, smart alecky remarks. Pardon me?
Huh?
Are you people talking to each other or to us?
Neither
one. I see.
I think
okay.
We're just having our own little party here.
Okay. Hey, Bruce Connolly, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
We're doing fine.
Great.
Okay, we're ready to play the dumb birthday game, and this is, I imagine, probably you're in a hand at this anyway, Bruce. You've done this so many times. Probably you're casual about it.
I'm a pro. I actually
He's loose.
Win once in a while.
Yeah. He's loose. He's played this game.
Yeah, well, you can hear a little nervousness. He's still, I don't think you can give a great performance without a little bit of nervousness beforehand. I believe that's true.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. No matter how many times I step up to bat in my Red Sox uniform, I still get nervous, because you have a reputation. Anyway,
what about when the crowd boos you? How do you feel then?
I want to throw up. Michael Jackson today, you might have heard of him. I think he's been in the news, although I may have missed it. Michael Jackson's birthday is today. We'll start out with the season. He gave his first public performance. I mention these things to give you a clue. He gave his first public performance in the fall of 1963, singing Climb Every Mountain in front of his kindergarten class at Garnett Elementary in Gary, Indiana.
I consider that his first public performance.
First public performance. Climb, yeah, because his voice probably was lower than it is now.
His voice was probably climbing at the time, too.
He made over $70 million from The Thriller, that LP, and they made a videotape of that, too. His Bad LP was number one in 23 countries. Michael, nobody would call him Mike or Mikey, would they? He's really Michael. In fact, they don't even call him Michael. They call him Michael Jackson. You can only say his full name.
Exactly.
How are you, Michael Jackson? Can I get something for you, Michael Jackson? Anyway, Michael spent nearly $50 million buying the rights to 251 Beatles songs, outbidding Paul McCartney and Yoko Ono.
My name isn't on that list?
No, it doesn't. No. You spent, I think, something like that.
I started the bidding at $25.
That's right. And somehow you got outbid very quickly.
Yes, I did.
Anyway, that's Michael Jackson. And today is his birthday. And let's start with you, Dave. How old is Michael Jackson?
Oh, God. He's 35.
Oh, 35. Okay. Larry, what do you think?
I'd say 35, too.
35. And what do you think, Bijou?
33.
33. And what do you think, Twinkles?
35.
Why do they call you Twinkles?
Because when I worked at Lenny's, that's what they called me.
Oh, that's right. You worked at Lenny's on the Turnpike.
Right.
I saw Lenny the other day.
How is he?
He looks pretty good because he just lost his wife not too many months ago.
Oh.
But he was there with his son. His son, he's got a son who's a really good-looking kid.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Big, well-built. I mean, so different than flabby Lenny.
He'll appreciate that.
No, he was there, and I was kidding about him, too. It was the 65th birthday of Charlie Lake. They had a same party at the El Morocco in Worcester.
Oh.
And Charlie was the road manager, as you know, for Dizzy Gillespie.
Right.
And stuff. So there was the Artie Shaw Band directed by Dick Johnson played that night. It was beautiful.
Oh, I would have loved to have been there.
Oh, I'm sorry you didn't know about it.
Did we ever get an answer why they still called her Twinkles? They called you that up there.
Oh yeah.
What? Fight, but
yeah,
why exactly?
Because of my sparkling personality.
That's what I was going to say.
I thought maybe because you kind of danced over to every table, kind of light. And
no dancing allowed there. Was too small.
Okay. All you could do is sell his roast beef sandwiches. Was it roast beef sandwiches?
Roast beef.
Yeah, he used to plug.
Smoked deli, all deli. It was gorgeous.
Okay. It was fun. When I saw Lenny the other day, I thought how lucky we were. He had a club that had some of the top jazz people in the world 7 nights a week, and it was right down the street from where I live. I never appreciated just what a lovely thing that was.
It was heaven.
Yeah, he really was. And Tony, how old do you think Michael Jackson
35.
Is?
35.
35. And Bruce?
Well, I know he's 35 because I'm a big fan.
That's when you get all his records, including Climb Every Mountain. You have the only copy made. Okay, he is 35. He is. So
Bijou,
we have...
Bijou.
Bijou, I'm sorry, Bijou. But we have 5 out of 6 of you have everybody except Bijou. Bijou,
oh, wow.
That's kind of nice. It makes you stand alone, you know, like a strong, independent woman.
Well, you know, I always was told not to go with the crowd.
That's not a bad philosophy.
But I think at this time it was bad advice.
Yeah. Whoever studied you that, I hope you'll smack them right in the face and break their nose.
Well, I don't think my parents would like that.
Oh, because they figure you're a lady.
Well, they're the ones who told me.
Oh, I see. Yeah, one thing you don't do is break your father's nose.
No, especially that's not a good idea.
Yeah, especially when you need tuition for school
and
all that.
Exactly. Okay. I'll be eating kitty litter for the rest of the year.
Oh, my goodness. Ooh, hey, with milk or cream and some kind of fruit, that could be the breakfast of champions.
It could be like grape nuts.
Yeah, that's right, like grape nuts. Oh, I think we're in for a spirited young lady. Anyway, former presidential press secretary James Brady, who was badly wounded at the time that President Reagan was shot at, also wounded, has a birthday today. Nicknamed the Bear, and of course the Brady gun bill and so forth, named after him. His wife Sarah Brady has been working very hard on that. Brady has made somewhat of a comeback, but he's still in not great shape. Let's start with you, Bruce. How old do you think James Brady is?
Ooh, he's 60. Ooh, I think I'm going too high here. 66, I'll say.
66. Okay, Tony, what do you think?
I'm confused by that.
Because he says, I'm 16, going too high, and
no,
then he said 66.
I'm going too high, 66.
Yes, yeah, because he was thinking maybe 69.
I guess. 58.
Okay, Twinkles.
That might be too high.
I think 64.
Think 64. And Bijou, and don't listen to anybody but your own soul and your own conscience.
I'm going to guess at 62.
62.
She knows her own mind.
She does know her own mind. That's what makes her exciting and why she's going to have lots of dates at Suffolk with a lot of potential lawyers. Now, don't go out with the lawyers. Larry, what do you say?
I have to say I'm 59.
59. You have to say that, eh? Somebody there with some kind of a weapon at your throat. Okay.
The birthday bandage just broke in. It's a say 59.
Dave, what do you say?
I'm going to play the middle. I'm going to say 63.
I'm sorry, 63? Is that what you said?
63, yes.
63, okay.
I think I won this one because I'm the low guess.
James Brady, actually, that's what you just said is true. James Brady is actually only 53 years old today. 53.
Yes.
Yeah, 53. Ooh. And Tony said 58, so he was the very closest.
See, always follow Tony.
No.
Well, then I think what you should do is you should ask Tony first.
There you go.
Oh, I know that, but purposely we steer away from that. Oh. But Tony is very good at this.
Oh, sure. Then I lead everyone into the abyss with a wrong answer.
He can do that.
And they all turn against me.
Yeah, because he happens to be a tricky sort of person like that. Elliot Gould.
You didn't want to finish that.
I didn't know where I was going with that sentence. So I thought, let's move along.
Okay.
Elliot Gould. I remember first seeing him in a show called... I Can Get It For You Wholesale. That's right. I played in Boston on a stage, mm-hmm. and he was the star, and there was a young woman in the show who just worked out beautifully, although she was not known at that time. Her name... Yes. Hold on a minute while I get the envelope. Barbara Streisand, mm-hmm. who we married soon after that. Yeah. I remember seeing that show, and she played the part of a woman named Miss Marmelstein.
Mm-hmm.
And there was something so incredibly sparkling about her that was just great. He was very good, too. But he was the star, and she wasn't, and Barbara Streisand was not known. But they were married after that. Her child, I guess, is the child of both of them.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's Elliot Gould.
Any relation to Daryl? I'm serious.
Yeah, it says, oh, is he? No, I don't think so, yeah. As a matter of fact, Elliot Gould was born Elliot Goldstein. Do you think Daryl Gould might have been born that?
No, Gould. Daryl is a Gould.
It's kind of funny. I knew a couple, two, a man and a woman, who both whose name was Gould. Her maiden name was Gould, and his name was Gould. And they married. And their family got together. One side had been called, their name was, I think, Goldberg was one side. And the other was Goldstein or something. They both changed it to Gould. Isn't that an interesting story? Boy, I'm glad I brought that up. And I hope none of them are listening. Anyway, he was nominated for supporting actor in 1969. I mention these dates again to help you hone in on his age.
For what?
For Bob and Carol, Ted and Alice. At one time, he was married to Barbara Streisand. I guess we said that. He had a son, Jason.
Jason, thank you.
He also appeared in the movie MASH, of course, before it became a TV series with Alan Alda. I wish I could think of the date for I Can Get It For You Wholesale, but it was obviously prior to 1969.
Is there a song that went... Was that Can Get It For You Wholesale? No.
There is.
No.
I have the Barbara Streisand compilation anthology thingy has it in there.
That would be the technical definition.
Yes.
That's the formal name for it. It's not widely known that it's called a thingy.
Okay. Let's start with Tony on this. How old do you think Elliot Gould is?
Elliot Gould. 56.
You liar.
Oh. You liar. No, that's a guess. He's not trying to be... I see. You think he's trying to throw you off. Oh, because everybody says he guesses.
He's trying to lowball everyone.
Yeah, well, he tends to do that.
Jeez, it's the first time on the game, and I'm already getting...
Yeah, a lot of people say you
flat
cheat.
From her I know.
Cheat, but nobody's ever accused you of that, of being a liar.
He's looking over your shoulder.
Yeah. So now he's a liar and a cheat.
Yeah.
You can tell when Tony's trying to throw you off when he does his mumbling before he guesses.
I hope we have one like that so we can give an example.
He does a lot. He does a lot of mumbling afterwards too. Let me see. Man, that's I guess most of the mumbling is before. Bijou, what do you say?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I kind of snuck up on you with that. Did
yes,
I start?
Yes, you did. I'll guess 58.
Liar.
No. Cheat. Liar and cheat.
Norm, separate them two.
Yeah, boy, they're going after each other's throats, man. They're going for the jugular. Or Dave, what do you think?
55.
55. Jeez. Dave says 55. What a cheat and a liar, huh?
God.
Well, right away, that revealed him as exactly that. Twinkles.
I think I'll say 57.
Hussy. Okay. Twinkle sounds like some kind of a pastry, doesn't it? I'll have a loaf of bread and for dessert a little package of Twinkles, please. Are those fresh? I noticed the expiration date on that was March 6, 1982. Is that the actual date or just a code?
They're so well
preserved. That's the expiration date.
Oh, I thought they might have been so well preserved, Twinkles, that you could have them now and they'd be as fresh as the day they were made.
Oh, I wish.
You wish. Is that a little overly dramatic? Anyway, Larry, what do you say?
I have to say 57.
57, says Larry. And Bruce says?
54.
Oh, 54. Bruce says 54. Okay. Dave, Bruce was very close, but Dave hit it right on the button. 55. 55.
Oh.
So Dave has a couple correct answers, and so does Tony. They're both tied 2 apiece. And one apiece for Larry and Bruce.
I'm going to take Tony's title.
And 1 apiece also for Twinkles. Also has one. The only one who hasn't won any is you know who.
We won't mention names though.
No, I don't. I don't believe in embarrassing people simply because they're putting on a performance that's really shockingly awful. I don't do that. I'm not that kind of a guy. Do you understand? I'm a nice guy. Thank you.
Did you hear what he's saying? Bijou?
Yeah. So who'd you say was losing, Norm?
See, there's always one in every crowd. Tries to rub your nose in it. Barry Sullivan, the actor.
Who?
Yeah, he's not. I think you'd recognize him if you saw him. I don't know. He hasn't done too much lately. What he's been in, he was The Great Gatsby. He's been acting since. I tell you what, I'll give you this clue. He's been acting since 1942. Hasn't stopped for one moment. He's been just nonstop acting, and his wife keeps saying, "Will you stop acting and bring out the garbage?" There's a lot of that goes on at their house. He was in The Great Gatsby. He was in Earthquake. He was also in...
Oh, he was in Earthquake.
Earthquake.
From The Great Gatsby to Earthquake.
I think he was in a play once called... based on Alan Payton, the South African playwright, called Cry the Beloved Country. Not a playwright. Alan Payton actually wrote that as a book, and they made that into a play. Cry the Beloved Country. And that goes back to the 1950s, if that's any further clue. Okay, Barry Sullivan.
No, it isn't, if you wanted an answer.
No clue at all. Okay. Let's start with you, Larry. How old is Barry Sullivan?
73.
73. Okay. And Twinkles?
I'd say 76.
That's the spirit.
I was so afraid nobody would say 76 at all.
Yeah, I was trying to mumble and doing my addition and subtraction when she said it. That's why there was a delay.
Bruce, what do you say?
I say 82.
82, says Bruce. Okay. And Dave?
I was waiting for Tony. 81.
81. Okay. And Bijou?
I have no idea who he is.
Oh, gee, I don't know what to do about that. See, we should have some kind of, maybe some kind of rules or something that allow you to take a second guess at somebody else.
Right.
But since we don't...
Is there an alternate in this category?
No, we might consider that. We have, as you know, on Monday mornings, we have a dumb birthday game meetings in the conference room, and we discuss ways we can refine some of the rules and make the game even more exciting and fun.
Refreshments are served.
Well, yes.
Chocolate-covered Twinkles.
I think what I'll do is I'll go with the gentleman before, and I'll say 82.
82. Okay. Okay, the gentleman before did say 82. That's correct. And Tony, what do you say?
42. That's the first time I've ever been called a gentleman.
before.
Oh, you guessed before?
I didn't know who she was talking about.
I was confused. When's a gentleman came on? I'm like, who could she be talking about?
Yeah, gentleman.
Might have been Larry or Dave.
No, gentleman is the new term for liars and cheats. The language, the language undergoes changes and updating. Gentleman used to be had a different term at one time, but never mind.
Anyway. I'm trying to
finish. And this, I'll be quiet while he mumbles.
My original. Well, my original answer was going to be 76.
So that's what you're going to say.
Spirit.
Thank you. All right. I think I'm going to stick with 76.
76. Okay.
That's the spirit.
Okay. The age of Barry Sullivan on this very day is 81.
Oh,
no.
Dave said 81.
Yes.
Abiju was very close with 82, and Bruce said 82.
And so I had no idea who he was.
Bruce, how could you do this to me?
I'm sorry.
Well, you guys were so close.
That is so unfair.
You were so close.
It's so unfair.
Yeah.
Okay.
So far away.
Almost. No, I'm not.
Isabel Sanford from Jefferson. She played Louise on The Jeffersons.
Weezy.
Then her name. And an Emmy Award winner also for that. I guess for Louise and The Jeffersons. She won an Emmy?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was a very
Born in New York City. Isabel Sanford wearing purple trunks and weighing 136.
Yeah, maybe 136 years ago. Yeah.
And wearing knee-high sneakers.
And support hose.
That's right, yes. And she was elected Miss Varicose Veins of Methuen in 1906. Okay.
It's getting real, you know, hot in here now, thinking about that. Support hose and varicose veins.
Oh, yeah. Some guys get turned on by that.
You've stoked a fire in my loins with those, with that description.
Sex is my middle name.
My goodness, you go from menopause to varicose veins.
Okay, let's start with Bruce on this one. Isabel Sanford. Boy, would it be
Norm Nathan's medical maladies.
All right, let me think a second.
You can think all you want. It's okay, because there's nothing else happening anyway.
Including when you're thinking.
Right, talk amongst yourselves.
Okay,
Masters of the courtroom buzz.
Okay.
The decision comes down and all you hear is the courtroom.
All right, I'm going to say...
Mr. Foreman of the jury, have you arrived at a verdict?
Yes, I have.
And what is that verdict, Mr. Foreman?
She is 61, whether she likes it or not.
Our defendant is 61 years of age.
If she wasn't, she is now.
If she wasn't, she is now. Let me write that down. We'll have to use that in a future game. Tony, what do you say?
I think she's moving on up.
Side.
Yeah.
That's very good.
You like that?
Yeah, if you can
and
work
in... And a apartment in the sky?
Yeah, I'll see if I can take you guys to the cleaners on this one.
Oh.
And...
So bad.
60.
Okay. And Twinkles?
I have to say 64 again.
You have to say 64 again. Last time you said was for James Brady.
Oh, she did say it before.
Yeah, for James Brady, yeah. Bijou.
65.
That's in the form of a question, which is exactly what we want.
I feel very confident about this.
Yeah, I can see that. 65, what? 65, what? Larry, what do you say?
It wasn't exact.
I'd say maybe 67.
I'm a 67?
Yeah.
That was a dramatization.
that was a dramatization. Enhanced for your listening pleasure.
A reenactment.
Dave, what do you think? Isabel Sanford.
What's the low bid so far?
The low bid is 60.
58.
Okay. Well, you should have said 60 because that's how old she is.
Yes.
Okay. So we have a tie now between Dave and Tony, both with 3 apiece. And in order not to embarrass anybody, I won't give the other scores.
Bijou.
But I want to ask a question.
Yes.
If I lose, do I get a home version
of the game? Yes, there is an electronic version of the game. There's a computer game.
But I won't get that because my score is so low.
And a board game. No, you can take your pick anyway.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's the booby prize. The main prize is a Bic pen. Value of about 21 cent, I think, something like that. Robin Leach. Today is Robin Leach's birthday. He's the, of course, the, he's the one who screams and yells, "Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous."
And I don't know why.
I don't know why. Let's look in here and look into this closet.
Champagne wishes and caviar dreams.
And his, and my silken underwear is hanging up. What am I saying?
You gotta go in your room.
That's right. What is it?
Champagne wishes and caviar,
caviar
dreams.
And I don't know why I talk this way. Does he still do that show? Is that show still on?
I don't think on a regular basis. I don't get to see it, but I don't know.
There are spinoffs from that show, I believe.
Yeah, Lifestyles of the Semi-Rich and Famous.
Yes.
there was one something on like with, that. With Tony Danza. It was like the Pets of the Rich and Famous or something.
The Pets of the Rich and Famous.
He had an iguana on there.
Oh. Well, see, what if they come up to Middleton? That would be great. Imagine Robin Leach going up that dirt driveway up to your house.
Would that be something to be right there?
Look at this lovely stallion in the...
That's right. This is this lovely stallion is only... about 27 years old and still walking around.
Lifestyles of the poor and destitute.
Yes, that's an excellent idea, Bijou. That's an excellent idea. You want to make it here in Boston, you'll just cut out that kind of talk. Do you hear me?
Robin Leach could come up in his overalls instead of a tux.
That's right.
Watch. With a pitchfork.
Excuse me, I better watch out. I seem to have stepped in some horse manure.
And I don't know why.
That's right. I don't know why, but pewee. Old pewee.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Robin Leach. What kind of a man has a name like Robin Leach anyway?
Probably some kind of bloodsucker.
Yes, yes. Okay, Dave, we'll start with you. The age of Robin Leach, if you would be so kind, please.
63.
You may give your answer out loud, or you may just put it in this sealed envelope and just sneak it into my desk if you want to vote, you know, without paying any penalty and anybody knowing.
Well, you could guess it anyway because you are a registered psychic.
That's right. I can look right through the envelope and find out what you're saying anyway. That's true. Larry.
But you won't do that.
Right? 67, I'd say.
67 for Robin Leach. Okay. And Bijou? The very lovely Bijou. It's about time, my Bijou. I don't mean to put pressure on you, Bijou,
I don't know,
but...
58.
Bijou says 58.
Unless he's 70 and had about $50,000 worth of cosmetic surgery.
I really couldn't tell you that. It's not in my answer sheet. See, it's not here.
You don't give us all the clues then.
No, the only clues I give you are the ones that I have here.
Mm.
That he does Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, and he's from England. And he's a TV host. And he talks loud.
Yeah, very loud.
Twinkles, did you just say that?
Yeah.
If you would talk very loud and tell us his age, we would say thanks so darn much.
I'm going to stick with 64.
You're going to stick with 64, that's right.
Somebody's 64 today.
That's right.
Somebody's 64.
Isabel Sanford isn't, and neither was James Brady, but maybe Robin Leach is. Tony, what do you say?
59.
Awfully good, 59.
And Bruce, I don't know why.
Bruce Conley, what do you say?
Oh, I'm going to say 63, and I don't know why.
Okay.
Can I ask, where did this guy ever come from? All of a sudden, he comes out and does this show. What did he do before, anything?
No, he's probably a good businessman. I think that's his own show.
He himself is a millionaire.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well,
what happened was he's friends with all the people that started out on the show, and he wanted to do the show, and he just asked all of his friends, can I come in and talk very loudly in your living room? and everyone said yes, so that's how it started.
They all yelled back at him because probably all his friends talked the same way.
Well, the reason why he had to talk so loud is because they live in such big houses.
The acoustics.
The acoustics are terrible.
Big castles like that. Yeah, the sound bounces all over the place. Yeah. Yeah, and they're cold. Those castles are cold. This is why he wears those terrible tweedy jackets and things.
With the ascot tie?
Oh, the ascot.
Yeah, the ascot.
The flannel
tie.
Ascot.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a flannel ascot?
Robin Leach actually today is 52
what?
Years old.
Really?
52. Wow. He's a lot younger
than
any of
you. $100,000 with the facelifts.
I was so glad. I was so glad that you all overestimated his age.
I was trying to remember him, particularly in one awful scene. They were on some beach someplace. And his gut hanging over his Speedos. It was one of the worst sights on television
terrible.
I've ever seen.
Actually,
he needs a pickup.
You know, he needs a what?
A pickup.
You want to pick up to pick up his gut, or what? What kind of a pickup?
Oh, every area.
Oh, I see. Okay, every area, eh? Ooh, ooh. Hey, anyway, the Bijou Bijou has run herself into the scoring column with that. Bijou said 58, and she was the closest, I believe.
Are you serious?
Am I serious or what? Of course I'm serious.
Oh, my God, I got one right.
You did.
Well,
you
relatively
did.
So.
Was that feigned enthusiasm?
You were the closest of anybody, so
I,
you
oh,
won
I got
that,
a
right?
score through the back door.
Yeah, you did. In fact, let's see.
That's the way you like them, isn't it, Bruce?
Let's
the only way to get them, huh?
Coming in and out of the back door.
Okay, guys, hold on just a minute.
Wait.
I mean, I know you're onto something really hilarious here, but if you just back off.
Sure.
We have, let's see, Tony has three, and so does Dave. Okay, three apiece.
We're
going
to get those checked, Dave, aren't we?
Okay.
We'll see our doctors in the morning.
And one apiece by Larry, Bijou, Twinkles, and Bruce. All have one apiece. How about Rebecca De Mornay? She was in Risky Business, among other things, a number of other things. And God Created Woman. She was in that, the old Brigitte Bardot movie that they made in the English version.
And
her father is one of these. He's one of these.
What is he?
He's a clergyman, kind of like a fundamentalist.
Is he?
Yells a lot and stuff
his
during
name's
services.
Wally.
Pardon me?
Wally.
That's. I think
he's like a anal retentive Republican who has a cable show in Los Angeles.
Oh, did you see the Best Little Whorehouse in Texas? The Chicken Ranch and all that. There was a character in that that seemed to be patterned after him.
Mm.
A white-haired guy,
mm-hmm.
you know, protesting all this evil and sin in the world. And then he has Rebecca De Mornay, who's like she plays the part of a hooker. In Tom Cruise. No, played the part in the time. I thought it was a funny movie, Risky Business.
And she was in Hand That Rocks the Cradle.
She's a very attractive, interesting lady. The Hand That Rocks the Cradle, that's right. Rebecca De Mornay. Let's start with you, Bijou.
I'd say 29.
29. Okay. And what do you say, Dave?
27.
Tony?
32.
Bruce?
31.
Twinkles?
32.
32 says Twinkles. And Larry?
35.
Okay. Rebecca De Mornay is 31.
Oh.
Which is what Bruce said.
Hey.
Exactly. Right on the button.
Bruce, how can you do that?
Yeah.
Sure. Rebecca De Mornay.
Okay.
Tony, what happened to us?
I don't know. I thought 32 would have been it.
Here is the very last one, and this is not a birthday, although this is an event, and I'll tell you the event, and you tell me the year. Now, this is kind of an interesting one. Let me tell you who else was born on this day who no longer is alive, but it's only for anybody born August 29th. You want to know who was born that same day.
Okay.
The great jazz musician, Charlie Parker.
He would have been...
The Bird.
96.
He was...
No.
He was born in 1920, if you want to. We don't have to guess the ages. I'm just mentioning. One of my favorite all-time blues singers, Dinah Washington. And one of my favorite actresses, one of the most beautiful women ever in the entire world, Ingrid Bergman, who was a lovely-looking lady. And Oliver Wendell Holmes, one of my dearest friends in the writing and physician field, found instant fame when he was 21. Sir Arthur Conan Doyle was so impressed by him that he used the name Sherlock Holmes. I think this is the wrong biography. Oliver Wendell Holmes.
Read the scripts before you come on the air, will you?
No,
next
this,
time,
this
geez.
Doesn't make any sense. It said it says here, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle was so impressed by him that he used the name Sherlock Holmes for his famous character. What has that got to do with Oliver Wendell Holmes?
Oh, Holmes. There's something.
Oh, Sherlock Holmes. Of course, yeah. It does make sense. I'm sorry, I read that wrong.
You know, I understood originally what you were saying, and then when you said you were confused.
It made me confused.
Is there something that I'm missing?
You had us all with you.
Oh, I'm big. William Friedkin, the director, also was born on this date.
He's dead?
No, he's not. He's still alive.
Oh, all right. We could guess him.
George Montgomery. I got this event. I think it would be more fun. George Montgomery, married to Dinah Shore one time. He was an actor. He was born on this date.
Mm-hmm.
New Jersey's governor, James Florio.
How old are those three guys?
Yeah.
How old?
Florio's 56, Montgomery's 77, William Friedkin's 54, and David Pryor, the senator from Arizona, is 59, all born on this very day. Thank you so much. But here's the event I thought might be kind of fun to guess. Beatles concluded their fourth American tour with what turned out to be their last public concert. They never sang in public again after this date. It was before 25,000 fans at Candlestick Park in San Francisco. Let's see if I got some more stuff. No, just they gave what was to be their last concert in Candlestick Park, San Francisco. It lasted just over 30 minutes. Nobody knew it was the end.
30 minutes?
Yeah, just over 30 minutes. And nobody knew it was the end. It just happened that way. They had a two-sided hit at that time, Eleanor Rigby and the Yellow Submarine. But this turned out to be the last public concert that was given here in the United States. In what year?
Yellow Submarine. Wow.
Yeah. What year was that? Let's start with Let's start with you, Twinkles.
1965,
says the very lovely Miss Twinkles.
Okay. Not too lovely.
Oh, Twinkles, I don't want to hear that. Larry, what do you think?
67.
1967, okay. And Bruce?
I'm going to say 70.
1970. And what do you think, Tony? 69. 1969.
I'm trying to think of my Yellow Submarine Eleanor Rigby 45 at home, trying to think of the copyright date on it, because I played that so many times when I was younger. I don't play it at all anymore.
Not at all anymore. That's so sad.
It is.
Oh, that's really sad.
Collecting dust in the closet.
Yeah, yeah. Just sitting there longing to be put on a turntable.
Very nice condition still, but not played anymore.
Okay.
But I bet because of this, you'll pull it out and play it tomorrow.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. I bet because we're talking about it, you'll pull it out and play it tomorrow.
Oh, the record. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Dave,
so I have a feeling that what you're referring to is not collecting dust.
Will you be, both of you be quiet? I don't need this, man. Let me end my career gracefully without this business. Dave, what do you think?
I think Tony's right. I'm going to say 1969.
I'm sorry, 1969?
I believe so.
Okay. Huh. And Bijou?
I'll go with my birth year, 69.
You were born in 69?
Mm-hmm.
1969.
I have a son that was born in 1969.
Yeah. That was the last time I got a new shirt. Anyway, the last Beatles concert actually was in 1966.
66?
No, 1966.
Last concert in the United States, and they made records until something like 72?
It was their last concert apparently anywhere, according to this.
Yeah. I think we need a ruling from the judges.
That was their last public concert. I happen to be the judge. you're not dealing with a democracy here, Bijou.
They toured for 2 years from 60. They came in about 63, 64, right? Kind of the invasion. I mean, they were around in Britain for about at 62, maybe.
Somewhere around there, I guess, yeah. Okay, so the winner is Twinkles. Do you want to deprive her of being the winner? She said 65.
No.
And actually, Larry is too, because he said 67. So they both were very close. Okay, so here's the final score. You're all excited about this. Normally what I do is post it on the bulletin board here at the Team Canteen, but in case you can't see it.
Yes.
Okay, we have Tony has got 3.
Tied with Dave, I think.
Yep.
Dave actually has 3, yeah. Larry has 2. And Bijou... Oh, Twinkles also has 2. And Bijou has 1. And Bruce has 2. I guess, Bijou.
I shouldn't even showed up.
No, it was not. It was fun. The fact that you did show up was just so nice. It made the others feel so far superior to you. That,
well, I'm glad I could be a service to their ego.
I think it, that's right. Yeah,
especially you made, Tony.
Yeah, you made them. You made them feel more intelligent than they really are. Any of them, and I know you probably threw the whole thing as a result just to make them feel good.
What?
We'll just say that.
I'm sorry, English does not happen to be my first language, so sometimes I don't come across too clearly.
What are we going
to
do about the tie? Anything?
Oh, the tie. I suppose we should take care of the tie.
We got a few minutes.
Yeah, I suppose we should do that.
Any other major events, like the patenting of the shoe aglet or something like that?
No, that's next week.
Tony would know.
That's why I mentioned it. I was hoping he was going to ask.
Okay, hold on a minute. We'll see.
How about make up an event?
Okay, how about this one? This is kind of timely. TV audiences watched the last episode of The Fugitive. This is the last episode of The Fugitive. What year was that? Learned that Fred Johnson, with his one good arm, killed David Jansen's wife.
With their two good arms.
This was the largest TV audience in TV history until the Dallas episode, Who Killed J.R.?
You're kidding. The Fugitive, that stood up all that time?
Yeah, that's right. And what year would that have been? And with just between you, Dave, and Tony, okay? What year, David? Dave?
Oh, God. I say this under duress. 1968.
I was just going to say that.
So what?
Okay, we'll have another time.
And we'll be tied again, though. That's what I was really going to say, 68.
Sure.
You want to say 68?
Yeah.
Because you will be tied again.
I know, but that's what I really think it is.
Okay.
Oh, all right. I won't do that. What? That's not fair. In that case, 67.
67 is exactly right.
Oh.
What a cheat and a liar, huh?
I'm sorry, Dave.
Oh.
You know he's telling the truth because nobody, he's not that good an actor.
He didn't mumble first.
No, he didn't mumble first.
I didn't.
No, but it was 1967. That's the correct year. See what happens when you give in, and you change, and all that. Anyway, listen, we've got to get going before we get thrown off the air. But it was fun. I thought this was fun playing with all of you, David. Thank you very much. You did very, very well. I'm sorry that you kind of got edged out there just at the very last minute. But it would have been a terrible prize. You would have hated it anyway.
Oh, most likely.
And it saves him from sending one out too.
That's right too. Now I don't have to send anything out.
Thanks, Dave.
Okay, Dave. Take care, and take care to you, Larry.
All right, Norm, you take it easy now.
Okay. Bijou.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, thank you very much for taking by. You have a great sense of humor. I hope you'll call again.
Okay, I'll try.
Okay.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, she's a very sharp lady, and so is Twinkles.
And thank you for inviting me.
Well, we enjoyed having you.
Good night, Twinkles.
Good night.
Okay, and good night to you. Well, we'll talk to you later on there, Bruce Connolly, thank you very much.
Okay, Norm, can I say one thing real fast?
Sure.
Okay, it was on this day, 34 years ago, that my mom and dad were married, and I just wanted to say happy anniversary.
Oh, what a nice thing. Very good. They were married August 29th.
Yes.
And what are their names?
Robert and Joanne.
And where? Robert and Joanne?
Yes.
Connolly, and they live where?
They live in Bellingham.
Oh, of course. Same place you live.
Same place I live, place Dave lives.
That's right. Dave lives there. That's right, too. Hey, best wishes to your folks.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, take care.
Thanks, bye-bye.
And thank you very much, Tony.
You're very welcome.
And we're coming up to news in about a minute. We'll see what happens.
Can I yell in the background? Do you mind?
No, you can just yell. Just make a fuss until you leave
here. I'm leaving. I'm coming out of the studio now.
Oh, he's a loud young man, isn't he? Anyway, get out of here. Would you just beat it? Coming up to the news, we'll be around for another, another 15, 20 minutes, something like that. If you want to call during the next 15, 20 minutes, that'd be good. I'd love to hear from you. The phone number remains the same. I don't know why I thought you might expect it would have changed. It's 254-1030, area code 617. So if you haven't been able to get through up to this point, the next few minutes might be good. But anyway, let's hurry up and see what's doing throughout the rest of the world, boys and girls.
Set your car radio to WBZ News Radio 1030. Check in during your commute home for traffic on the threes. The first source for traffic, News Radio 1030, WBZ Boston.
I'd like to thank you for listening, and why am I mumbling?
I don't know why!
That was pointless. Closing the vault and riding the radio waves home. For names such as Twinkles and Bijou, Liars and Cheats, Lenny's on the Turnpike, Suffolk University, Support Hose, Varicose Veins and Other Medical Maladies, Dusty 45s, Robert and Joanne Connolly, Eleanor Rigby, J.R. Ewing, Bruce Connolly, and Norm, Sex is My Middle Name Nathan, I'm Tony Nesbitt.